أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب من بعد ما أهلكنا القرون الأولى بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لعلهم يتذكرون. وما كنت بجانب الغربي إذ قضينا إلى موسى الأمر وما كنت من الشاهدين ولكننا أنشأنا قرونا فتطاول عليهم العمر وما كنت ثاويا في أهل مدين تتلو عليهم آياتنا ولكننا كنا مرسلين. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam after mentioning Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and a few incidents of Fir'aun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the wahi and the revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. Certainly we had granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the kitab, which is the Torah. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى. After we had destroyed the generations or the people of the past, that is the former people. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the Qawm Aad, the Qawm Thamud, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, etc., which we have dealt with extensively in the previous surahs. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to them. They disobeyed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They refused to accept the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the Nubuwat. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed the communities and the nations of the past. But after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down particularly the Anbiya of the Bani Israel, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the Nabis that came thereafter, and more especially after the revelation of the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy any nation, according to Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the declaration of jihad compulsory upon certain anbiya, not all of them, certain of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept iman dominant over kufr. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy any nation, any community thereafter. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Torah, in this ayah Allah says, basa'ira linnas. That one quality of the Torah was that it was basa'ir, it was a means of basira. Basira is a very difficult word in reality to translate, but it means insight, it means illumination of the heart. And it is this quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to speak about. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to make the declaration of his path, of his way of life, then he said that this is my way of life that I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this basira, upon the insight, the illumination, or the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within my heart. Now one is basira and one is basarat. Basira means the inner sight of the heart that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala imbues within the hearts of the believers. And one is the eyesight, the eyes of this head, of the face of ours, that it is through the eyes that we are able to see and we are guided, we walk in a straight line. If we turn our heads the other way, then obviously we will find that we cannot walk straight. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places this insight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places this basira. And it is through this basira the ulama have written that man is able to differentiate from right from wrong, haq from batil, the truth from falsehood. And this is this basira that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us towards the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So obviously the Torah, and when we speak about the Torah, we speak about the original Torah that Allah Rabbul Izzat revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and hence every other kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have had this quality of basair, of basira, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Ulama have also written that after the Qur'an Kareem, in terms of the originality of kitabs, then we will find the next most superior kitab is the Torah, the kitab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a different thing that the kitab itself is changed. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, basaira linnas, for mankind. Now here mankind generally will mean for the Bani Israel, the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because when the Quran and the Kitabullah had come down, then obviously it abrogated all the previous kitabs, and it also abrogated the laws and the commandments of the Torah. But this ummah also benefits from the Torah, from great personalities amongst the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who sometimes would quote from the Torah. Then thereafter Ka'b al-Ahbar, that many are those narrations and those riwayats which he would teach the tabi'een with regards to the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that enlightens and illuminates the explanations of the Qur'an Kareem. Thereafter Allah says, wahudan, that it is a means of guidance, wa rahma, it is a means of mercy. And this qualities we'll find in the Qur'an also with regards to the Qur'an itself. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down revelation upon the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, the Qur'an, was that man takes heed, man accepts the advices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with reference to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, testifies to the nubuwat of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a very unique manner. Allah says, وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِي. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you were not even there on the western side of Mount Tur. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the time when Allah had granted nubuwat to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which we had discussed a few ayahs before this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not there, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam narrates, and he relates this to his ummah some thousand years, of more than thousands of years after that. But obviously it had to be from some source that had come within the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The kuffar of Makkah had known very well that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not go to any of the ulama or the scholars of the kitabs of the past, the Torah and the Injil, the Ahli Kitab. He did not learn any lessons from them. So how was it possible then that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will know these incidents and par excellence with the great degree of accuracy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam revealed us? And the testimony is in this fact that when the Yahud used to read the Quran, if they would have found even 0.1% of discrepancy, they would have made a hubbub about it in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. None of them ever did that. So that shows the accuracy of the Quran Kareem also, and it shows the nubuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرِ, when we decreed the affair and the matter for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, and O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you were not even there as a witness, but obviously you narrated with accuracy, and hence in this manner Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala testifies to the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.